New leadership in agriculture, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Last November, the UK College of Agriculture announced the appointment of a new dean, Dr. Nancy Cox. She came to UK in 2001 from Mississippi State University, and for the past dozen years or so, she's served as Associate Dean of Research at the College of Agriculture. And she's our guest today. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Dr. Cox.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, you've been at UK for a while, so tell us about some of the projects you've been involved in as Associate Dean, particularly things that you want to continue and expand in your new role.
Yes, as Associate Dean for Research in the college since 2001, we've had a lot of different types of research projects that go all the way from the field for farmers all the way to the laboratory. We're really proud of our plant science, molecular biology programs. We've had a lot of leaders in the faculty and the science world that come from the plant sciences. We also have a fantastic animal science and veterinary science program as well. We have tried to grow our programs in terms of competitive grants. So during the years since 2001, we've pretty much tripled our competitive grants from our program. That means that we are considered excellent in the peer-reviewed science world. But as I said before, we're also interested in research that hits the ground in Kentucky. So we have a lot of things on our plate.
Your college was recently renamed, and I've been calling it the College of Agriculture, but it's really the UK College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. So what does that name change mean to you, and how is the college changing as a result?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of thought went into expanding the name from College of Agriculture to the larger name. And the thought behind that was that the public doesn't always know that agriculture means food. It encompasses all things about food. It encompasses all things about environment, or most things about environment. So we felt it was sort of a marketing and branding tool to expand that name. And by environment, we mean the human environment, the built environment, and the natural environment. So the scope reflects the programs that we have. We still call ourselves UK Ag as our nickname. And our acronym now is CAFE. So that's another easy-to-remember name.
Excellent. Well, now that you're in the dean's chair, what's your vision for the college over the next several years?
Well, certainly the college has a lot of excellent programs that we want to continue. We are known for our ability to partner with the industries writ large, both ag industries and industries that depend on production of crops and depend on forest land. So we've got identified companies that are our partners in this way that represent over 250,000 jobs in Kentucky. We really want to beef up that partnership because it's really a land-based business cluster. These businesses are a business cluster that depend on farmland and forest land. So we want to expand those kinds of partnerships. To get our research done and to have our facilities that we have that must mimic practical facilities for forestry and crops and animal production. We're also looking at more public-private partnerships with respect to research, and we've started a few programs like that.
You were also one of the founding, you were the founding administrator of UK's Ag Equine program. So what role does that program have in your plans for the future?
Yes, we now call it Equine Programs, and it started officially in 2009 as an undergrad major, but really in 2005, we had a eureka moment in our college, and we said, we're not doing enough for the equine industry. If you compared what we were doing at that time to what we did for cattle and what we do for crops, we weren't up to par. We had excellent institutes in terms of the Gluck Center, and we had excellent researchers in the animal science department, but we didn't have it all. Now we feel like we're trying to be comprehensive. And moving forward now, we have over 270 undergrad majors that wanted to come to the horse capital of the world to major at UK. So we're very proud of those students. We have a big obligation to prepare them for the workforce.
Just a day or so ago, I saw on the UK website that there is a brand new effort of the College of Ag involving a living learning community, the Greenhouse Community. And this is a partnership across colleges, too. So tell us a little bit about that. It sounds very interesting.
Yes, this new living learning program concept is new for the College of Ag, and it involves more interaction with our students in terms of their dormitory life, in terms of their being part of a cohort where their class lessons are expanded in the after hours. And we are experimenting with this now, and we're very excited about offering a rich and deep set of programs related to food and environment, part of our new name, for our students.
And have students already started signing up for this? I mean, is it already in process?
We're just in the later planning stages of it right now.
So maybe next fall you'll be bringing kids in for this?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to have you back and maybe bring in some of those students to talk about, about what it means to them. Along those lines of environment and the greenhouse concept, how important is sustainability in the educational program that you do at the College of Agriculture?
Well, sustainability is real important. And if you ask different people, different faculty within the College of Ag, they may have a slightly different definition of that. But writ large, sustainability means being able to produce food and have a good quality of life, not only for ourselves, but for subsequent generations. So we are trying with all of our programs to make them long-lasting, sustainable. Our soil programs forever have tried to make sure that we have and nurture the soil on this earth. So sustainability underlies most of our programs.
The College of Agriculture is known nationally for its excellence, the UK College of Agriculture. And I wonder, does that reputation translate internationally? Do you also have students from many countries around the world?
We do. We have students from many countries. Dozens of countries. We have relationships with many countries in which we exchange students. We have a really active education abroad program because we think that our students need to get the global perspective on their education. So we are very interested in increasing the numbers of students who have an education abroad program.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Nancy Cox, the new dean of UK's College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment, CAFE, as it's now known. And our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.